Radio 4.
Dr. Finlay's Casebook. Adapted for radio from the television series based on the characters created by A.J. Cronin, with Andrew Cruikshank as Dr. Cameron, Barbara Mullen as Janet, and Bill Simpson as Dr. Finlay. This week, Time Past, Time Future, written by N.J. Crisp and adapted for radio by Pat Dunlop.
Had a long putt at the ninth for a birdie three.
Oh, Barbara, it's not much point in talking up, I'm afraid.
Since you didn't win a single hole, I shouldn't be thrilled.
I must admit, I'm a wee bit out of practice.
Out of practice? You're a rabbit, Alan. You haven't got the first idea. Your grip's wrong to start with. You hold the club as if it were a pickaxe.
Anything else?
Oh, don't get huffy.
No, we're fishing, though. That's an art. You need a delicate touch for that, all right. Mm-hmm. It's not like belting a wee ball around a field.
Oh, fishing's a bore. Nothing happens.
It's a constant battle of wits.
Between you and the fish?
Oh, Dr. Finlay.
Oh, Mr. Jackson. Hello.
You seem to be having a bit of trouble on the 18th.
That bunker. Yes, indeed.
A little deeper now than it used to be, I'd say.
About 4 feet. He was fetching sand out in shovel
form. This is Miss Davidson, Mr. Jackson.
Hello.
Miss Davidson, from Walton House?
Yes.
Oh, very pleased to meet you, Miss Davidson. Well, if you'll excuse me, Dr. Finlay.
Certainly. I wonder what that was all about. What did he want?
To find out who I was, perhaps.
Why?
Well, isn't a doctor's private life rather public?
That's true enough, but...
They probably imagine that I'm the doctor's new girlfriend.
Hmm? Oh, I see.
It looks like Dr. Finlay's landed a fine catch. In more ways than one. Guess who her father is? Henry Davidson. The Henry Davidson.
What sort of vines are they?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Well, I don't know much about vines, but I'd say you'd be lucky to get any grapes off these.
Would you?
Who looks after them?
Some aged gardener grumbles at them periodically.
No, I'd say it's too far north. I mean, even under glass, there's not enough sun for them.
And he sounds just like you.
What?
Have you got a match?
No, I don't smoke.
Oh, never mind. I'm bored with vines.
Hmm?
Well, come and sit down. Let's talk about geranium.
I'm sorry.
Don't get intense. I didn't really drag you off to hear your views on grapes, that's all.
Well, why did you?
Well, we'll leave that for the moment. You should be flattered just the same.
I am.
You don't have to go yet, do you?
No, not immediately.
I want you to meet Toby.
Who's Toby?
He's a friend of mine. He's coming for the weekend.
Oh.
Of course, it's not entirely new to me, Sir Robert. I have heard talk of this.
Yeah, it's more than talk, Davidson.
There's an end to selfish party politics. Stand shoulder to shoulder, nation above party. And the Empire, well, I like that. How far has he got?
Fevers, sounding.
Mm-hmm. What about Ramsay?
We need him.
What the hell for?
Nation above party, Henry. It's got to be Ramsay. We thought you might invite him to take a cruise on your yacht.
Oh, yes, he'd like that.
I hope you two have finished, because Barbara and Dr. Finlay are back.
Ah, yes, Peggy dear, we're finished. Did you beat him, Barbara?
Of course.
Good. You remember Sir Robert McDowell, don't you?
Hello.
And this is Dr. Finlay.
Yes, we've met before.
Yes, I was injured in a shooting accident couple of years ago.
Oh, yes.
Finlay and his partner were good enough to put me up for a while.
Who shot you?
I have to admit, I shot myself.
The damn stupid thing to do, wasn't
it? Yes, I'm afraid I have to agree with you. Well, if you'll all excuse me, I have to be on my way.
Are you sure you won't stay? You're very welcome, you know.
Oh, thanks, Henry, but I must get on. Nice to see you again, Peggy and Barbara. Dr. Finlay?
Bring Mary along next time.
Yes, Peggy. Goodbye. Don't bother. I'll see myself out.
Jenny's in the hall. She'll see you out. Goodbye, Robert. He seems worried, Peggy. There's something wrong.
Really? I didn't notice.
Yes, I'm sure you didn't. But there is just the same. Something to do with Mary. I wonder. Robert's a clever man, even if he did have to marry money in the first place.
I didn't know that.
Well, he qualified as a doctor. Married Mary Robertson. She was an heiress. There aren't many self-made men around, you know.
Like you?
That's right, Peggy. Like me. Who the devil's that?
It'll be Toby Wheeler.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Barbara. I thought we'd be safe from your ghastly young men up here.
I think he's very nice.
Do you? Well, you can talk to him. I'm going to the library.
Ah, hello, Mr. Davidson. Oh. How are you keeping?
Quite well, thank you. Up to now. See you later.
Hello, Toby.
Peggy. No, don't get up, please. Well, there must be something to be said for Scotland. You look wonderful.
What, with this great bump sticking out?
Ah, motherhood becomes you, Peggy.
You're hopeless. No flattering words for me, Toby.
Well, you're not pregnant, are you?
How very gallant. Toby, this is Dr. Finlay. Alan, Toby Wheeler.
How do you do?
How do you do? Do you know, no one in town has ever heard of Tannock Bray. They all thought I was joking or making rude noises.
Come on, Toby, I'll show you to your room. You're not really going back to London on Monday, are you?
You'll like Toby.
Oh, will I?
Oh, yes. I've known him for years.
So I gathered. I suppose he sort of grew on you.
I just thought you might like a nice cup of tea, Doctor.
But why in the kitchen, Janet? What's wrong with the sitting room?
Perhaps Dr. Cameron does not want to be disturbed. He has someone with him.
Oh, who?
Sir Robert McDowell.
Oh, I saw him at Walton House less than an hour ago.
Well, he's here now, Dr. Finlay. How is Mrs. Davidson?
Oh, fine.
Oh, that's fine. And Miss Davidson?
She's fine, too. Neither have changed since you last asked for a bulletin, which, as I recall, was yesterday.
I like to keep up with developments, Doctor.
There are no developments to keep up with, Janet.
No?
Come on now, Janet. I hardly know the girl yet. Just give me a chance.
The fact that you hardly knew a young girl has really deterred you in the past, Dr. Finlay.
But this is different.
Ah, different, is it? I see.
Now, Janet, now wait a minute.
You're back then, Doctor.
Yes, I just got in. What did Sir Robert want?
It was a private matter.
He was with Henry Davidson earlier. Birds of a feather, if you ask me.
Dr. Finlay, I shall be away this weekend. I trust that will be convenient to you.
Now, to be honest, Dr. Cameron, I'm afraid it's not convenient at all.
I shall make it up to you, Dr. Finlay, a fourfold if necessary, but I must go. I have no choice. I'm sorry, Dr. Finlay. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must go back myself.
Oh, that's fine. That's just fine.
Is it because of Miss Davidson, Dr. Finlay?
Now, why should you assume...
No, I just wondered, Doctor, that's all.
Well, as a matter of fact, she has a house guest. Mm-hmm. An old friend, I gather. He's not really my style, but... She asked me to join them and...
You'd rather not leave them too much together?
Not at all, Janet. That doesn't matter in the least.
Might I make a suggestion, Dr. Finlay?
What's that?
Why not entertain the young lady here? I haven't met her yet and I'm very much looking forward to it. It would be the easiest thing in the world for me to cook a meal for the two of you.
She's in here, Dr. Cameron.
Thank you, sister. If you don't mind, I'd like to be alone with Lady McDowell just for a few minutes.
Oh, certainly, Dr. Cameron. I'll be in the office if you want me.
Hello, Mary. How are you feeling?
Furious. I see you again after... How long is it?
2 years.
2 years. Oh, I should have been looking my best instead of...
I do not apologize
for not giving you time to hide behind cosmetics. In fact, I'd have been here even sooner today, but I thought your husband would have been with you.
Oh, Robert has his work, Angus.
I has that.
I don't begrudge it him. He has nothing else.
Nothing? Fine son. Good woman.
No recrimination, Angus. It's not in your nature.
Oh, forgive me, Mary. I was merely musing. You're right, Mary. It's you I came to see. You're looking fine. No different at all.
Thank you. But I don't believe you. Lying in a hospital bed is unbecoming for a woman.
Whenever I see you, I see the girl I knew 30 years ago.
Oh, time passes, Angus. A great deal of time. Never mind. When I'm better, you shall come to see me again.
Of course.
I mean it. I shall make you wear your dinner jacket, Angus. You look very distinguished in a dinner jacket. And I shall wear my most flattering dress. I still have my figure, Angus. I still have that.
Of course, Alan, I'd love to. But what about Toby? After all, he is my guest.
Well, you see, the trouble is, Barbara...
Well, what?
Well, it's our housekeeper, Janet. She has to do the shopping herself, and she has to order it the day before from Knox Hill, because, you see, they don't have the things that she wants in Tannock Bray.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's agreed to prepare a meal and all that, but I wouldn't want to impose an extra guest on her, not at this stage.
You are rather asking me to change my arrangements at the last minute.
All right, well, if it's not convenient, we'll forget all about it.
Ah, I've brought you a drink, Barbara. Gin fizz, all right?
Oh, lovely, darling, thank you. Toby, I'm terribly sorry, but I shall have to leave you on your own tomorrow night.
Oh, Lord, darling, must you?
Well, I know it's a frightful bore, and I'm just as upset about it as you are. But Dr. Finlay's just reminded me. We're both invited by Miss Macpherson. You don't know her, do you?
No, I don't think I do.
Well, it's too late to cancel now, so you see there's absolutely nothing I can do about it.
But what on earth should I do?
You can keep Daddy company. I'm sure you'd enjoy that.
Oh, yes, I'll certainly enjoy that.
Of course, you'll have been to this house before, Angus, when it belonged to Mary's father.
Once or twice, Robert. A long time ago.
I doubt if you'll notice any changes. I dislike change for the sake of it.
She's dying, Angus. Mary is gravely ill. That's true.
She's dying. I qualified as a doctor, remember, even though I never practiced. The signs are clear enough.
Now they are.
You mean, why didn't I notice before?
Yes.
You're mistaken if you think I haven't lain awake at nights worrying about that. You think I was too preoccupied with career.
I did not say that.
Don't evade me, Angus. One thing I do expect from you is truth.
What do you want me to say, man? You married a rich girl. You used her money to secure father wealth, position, power. Oh, you used it well, for all I know. I know what she gave you. What? You gave her that I do not know.
She wanted a man like me. Make no mistake about that. You knew her before I did. You could have married her. You know that.
Oh, madman, it's useless to talk like that.
Hey, where would you have been now if you'd had the courage, eh? Harley Street? Sir Angus Cameron? Lord Cameron, fellow.
Human life weighs no more in Harley Street than it does in Tannock Bray.
The typical rationalization of a man who loves failure, who's afraid of success. Well, I wasn't afraid. Well, I had no more than you, but I wasn't afraid.
Robbie. Do you have to do this?
Yes, I do. My wife is dying. There's nothing I can do now. And I don't know. I don't know.
If you loved her, you have nothing to reproach yourself for.
Love is for youngsters. We've had an arrangement, Mary and I, for many years now. Nothing said, not a word, but agreed. We were friends, good friends, companions. Our marriage was preserved. That's something. Well, isn't it?
I cannot answer you. How can I?
She never complained. Never. Do you think it was enough for her? Do you?
Who am I to judge? You need a night's sleep. That I can arrange. No more. Here, take a couple of these before you go up.
There you are, Dr. Finley. I expected you earlier.
I know, I'll get held up. I'll only just have time to have a bath and change. Oh, by the way, Janet, will you take care of this, please?
Not champagne, Doctor.
Look, I can't afford champagne, Janet. I can't afford burgundy, if that's all right with you.
It's fine with me, Doctor.
Good. Now, you have to keep it at room temperature, and then you draw the cork, and then
Dr.
it's got...
Dr. Finley, you've done nothing but lecture me all day long. I know perfectly well how to handle wine and have done this last 20 years.
All right. Don't get on your high horse. Whoever it is, say I'm out. I'm just going to have a bath.
Ardenhouse? Who? Yes. Yes. Oh, I see. Just one moment, please. Dr. Finley?
I'm out.
It's Mrs. Gregory.
Who?
Mrs. Gregory.
No, it can't be. She's not... Oh. Hello? Yes. Yes? When did they start? Well, how often are they coming now? I see. Yes, yes, yes. I'll be there right away. 3.5 weeks before her time and she has to choose tonight.
Oh, I doubt she had any malicious intent, Doctor.
Look, I can't possibly get back in less than 2 hours, even if it's straightforward.
I'll explain to Miss Davidson, Doctor.
Well, don't let her go, Janet. Tell her to wait. Tell her, Well, tell her anything, but just keep her here.
Hi.
Sir Robert not come with you, Dr. Cameron?
He'll be over directly. How is Lady McDowell?
Well, as you can see, she's not conscious, Doctor.
How long has she been like this?
Most of the day, on and off. She's lost a lot of ground.
I'd like to sit with her a while, if I may. I shall not disturb her.
Certainly, Dr. Cameron. I'll have the nurse bring you a cup of tea.
Thank you, sister. Mary. Mary.
Do you mind if I smoke, Miss McPherson?
Of course not, Miss Davidson.
I suppose you don't.
No, thank you.
Dr. Finley tells me you very kindly gave up your night off.
It was no trouble.
I think he's a liar.
As a rule, Dr. Finley is the soul of honor.
I'm sure. It was my fault, really. I can't resist teasing him. He takes the bait every time. Then I have to calm him down.
Oh, and how would you do that, Miss Davidson?
I'm going to be impertinent, Miss McPherson. I'm going to ask you if you're going to be my friend or my enemy.
I'm sure it is not my place to be either.
You're very fond of Dr. Finley, aren't you?
I have learned to put up with his ways, if that's what you mean.
You must let me into your secret. His ways are something I may have to put up with for quite a long time.
Oh?
I think he may ask me to marry him.
Do you think Dr. Finley has any inkling of this?
I rather think the idea will occur to him in due course, if it hasn't already.
Should this idea occur to Dr. Finley as you anticipate, are you in a position to predict what your answer would be?
I don't think it's a good idea for men to get what they want too easily. Do you?
Here he is now.
Oh, dear, I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, it's quite all right.
I didn't expect to be this long.
There's no need to worry. Miss Davidson very kindly took the opportunity to give me her views on one or two matters.
Huh.
And Miss McPherson was good enough to do the same.
In a way.
Aye. But I have managed to keep an eye on the dinner. Excuse me, please.
Ah, bonnie wee lassie.
What? Oh, the baby.
That's nearly a month early, but as bonny as they come. We had a wee bit of bother at first, but the mother's a healthy woman. Oh, I'm telling this story. You don't want to listen to shop talk.
If I wanted small talk about things that aren't important, I'd be with Toby, not you. Besides, your work matters to you, so naturally I'm interested in it too.
Are you?
Well, why do you think I'm here at all? Because you're the most handsome man in the world.
Oh, hardly.
You're right, you're not. But you're interesting. Now, which is better? You'll do.
If you come and have your soup right away, then maybe the rest of the meal won't be spoiled.
I enjoyed that. Your Miss McPherson's a good cook.
Aye, she's not bad at all.
I can cook. Would you believe that?
No, not really.
I learned at school. We did cooking, dressmaking, painting and history, as well as geography in two languages. No science at all. The intention was to produce young ladies. I was their prize failure.
That's why it depends on your definition of a lady.
The whole thing seemed to me to be rather unsubtly based on the idea that woman is no more than a man's plaything or helpmate. I don't know which.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with being a helpmate.
No, it's the inference I don't like. Oh, it's me, Alan. I can't define it properly, but I'm myself. I'm independent. And I always will be. Emotionally, I mean. Even if I get married one day and have 15 children, I shall still want to be myself first and a wife and things second.
Well?
You disapprove?
No, not exactly, but...
Well, men like it that way. Why not women?
That's true enough. You'll have to be very careful who you marry, though.
Yes, and get him thoroughly conditioned. Could I have more coffee, please?
Can I get you some more tea, Dr. Cameron?
I would like that, sister. Thank you. Has Sir Robert arrived?
Not yet, Doctor.
I'll leave as soon as he's here.
I'll fetch your tea, Doctor.
Angus.
What's that, Mary?
Angus. Angus.
Yes, Mary. I'm here.
Angus. My son.
Oh, yes. Your son, Angus. He'll be here shortly, Mary.
Tell them to hurry.
Aye.
I'd like you to tell me something, Alan. Are you happy here, practicing in a small town?
Well, I was lucky to get a partnership in the first place. It's good experience.
You do see it as just a beginning, then?
Oh, in a way, naturally.
How much do you earn?
Well, doctors aren't rich men, and unless they've given up medicine and gone into business, like Sir Robert McDowell.
But I know doctors who run Rolls Royces, have homes in the country, and send their sons to Eton.
Aye. Well, it is true that there are a handful who are very successful.
I think you're going to be very successful.
Do you?
Oh, yes, definitely. People will pay out fortunes one day to have you be rude to them.
I doubt that.
Never doubt yourself, as my father says.
Our luck comes into it, too.
A man makes his own luck.
Men feel the need to rationalize success as well as failure.
Is that why you haven't married yet? Not enough money?
No. You don't just get married. You have to meet the right girl first.
Ah, so no one's come up to your exacting standards?
No, I wouldn't put it like that. There have been girls.
Well, tell me about them.
Oh, the last one. Well, her people rented the big house. They came from London. As a matter of fact, come to think about it, she wasn't unlike you.
I'm flattered.
All right. I'm sorry.
No, I meant it. What happened?
Well, the end of the season happened. They went back to London.
Before you'd made up your mind whether to...
Yes.
Perhaps you're too cautious.
Perhaps.
Now, one day, you'll throw caution to the wind.
Oh, do you think so?
Oh, yes. Now, take it from me. You see, you're a challenge, Alan. And one day, some girl isn't going to be able to resist that challenge.
Janet.
Oh, Dr. Camperdon, you look worn out. Come away here and sit by the stove.
Thank you, Janet. Is Dr. Finley's guest still here?
Yes, Doctor. They're through to the sitting room. Dr. Cameron, what is the matter?
Lady Mary McDowell is dead, Janet.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry, Doctor. Truly sorry. Did you get to see her?
Yes, Janet. I saw her towards the end. Called out a name, Angus. Such was my vanity, Janet, that I thought she called for me. But it was her son she wanted, of course.
Doctor.
Illusions, Janet. Foolish illusions. I've always remembered her as she was. Even when I've seen her now and then, through the years, she has seemed the same, but she was not. Couldn't be. She had her own life, bore children, brought them up. 30 years ago, she would have married me, I believe, but the moment passed. And 30 years have passed also. 30 years. And only today did I understand the reality. She died with her family around her, Janet. Which is just as it should have been.
It's been wonderful, Alan. Thank you.
Ah, sorry I was late, Barbara.
You made up for it. More than made up for it. I'll just see if the car's come. Yes, he's there. I'd better be off.
Lunch tomorrow?
If you promise to make it a long one.
How long?
Well, 10 minutes. Instead of the usual 5?
It's a promise.
Till tomorrow, then.
Sleep tight.
You too. And don't forget to thank Miss McPherson.
Of course not.
Good night, Alan.
Good night.
Tomorrow.
Oh, it's all right, Janet. She's gone.
Did you have a pleasant evening?
Very, thank you. Is Dr. Cameron back?
He is Dr. Finley.
Oh, well, why didn't he come into the sitting room? He hasn't even met Barbara yet.
Well, he's not feeling himself just at the moment, Doctor.
Oh, what's the matter? Where is he?
No, he's best left alone for a while. Dr. Finley.
Aye.
I know Miss Davidson is taken with you.
Oh, I'm not going to rush into anything, Janet.
Dr. Finley, sometimes a moment comes and a moment passes by. And much later, a man is sorry because it is too late.
Janet, what's wrong?
It's nothing, Dr. Finley, but when you've made up your mind, really made up your mind, whoever it is, don't wait too long.
You've been listening to Time Past, Time Future, written by N.J. Crisp and adapted for radio by Pat Dunlop from the television series based on the characters created by A.J. Cronin, and broadcast by arrangement with Graham Stewart. The cast was as follows: Dr. Cameron, Andrew Cruikshank; Janet, Barbara Mullen; Dr. Finlay, Bill Simpson; Barbara Davidson, Kate Coleridge; Henry Davidson, Garrard Green; Peggy Davidson, Christine Finn. Sir Robert McDowell, Hector Ross. Lady McDowell, Madeline Christie.